Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! How very, very exciting is this? We are going to be learning the sugi of Kanoim Pogimbo. And this shir should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi. Rav Gil Amir ben Penina, Lebracha Vatzlach B'chol Maaseh Yodav, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, and of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, says that if one is Bo'al Aramis, if one has beer with a Goya, Kanoim Pogimbo, zealots may strike him and end this union as Pinchas did. The end of Parshas Balak. And the Gemara says that if the Kanoim were not Pogea, if no action was taken down here, then there's an onish kares that it says B'divrei Kabbalah Malachi Perik Bet Ki Chilel Yehuda Kodesh Hashem Asher Ahav Ubaal Bat El Nechar Yachret Hashem Liish Asher Yasena. That when a Jewish person is with a Bas El Nechar, the daughter of a foreign god, it always goes together. There's Nus and the Avodah Zarah. So if a person's Boel and Aramis a non-Jew, so it's kares. Rambam writes, Lo pogo bo kanon v'lo akul beizdin aray on shom mefurish b'divrei kabbalah shu kares. That if the kanoim didn't hit him, didn't strike him, and the beizdin didn't give malchus, then it's mefurish b'divrei kabbalah in the Navi that he gets kares. The Rambam adds, Lo ku beizdin. So the Pashtus, the Rambam is referring to what he said earlier. This is Surei B'ayud Beis Vav. The Rambam and Alocha Aleph there in Perikud Beis writes that Yisrael Shabal Goya Mishara Umos Derech Ishus Lokim in HaTorah Shenema Lo Sischata In Bam Bitra Lo Tita In Lebno Bitra Lo Tikach Lebincha. That we're not allowed to marry non-Jews. If somebody does Derech Ishus, he has Bia, so he gets Malkus Min HaTorah. But Imil Ku Beis Din Arei Nifter Min HaKareis. If he gets Malkus, we see then that he becomes pater from kares, because he's lokim in HaTorah if he's bo'al goyim misharim was derech ishus. So that patters him from the kares, as it says in Makas Daf Chof Gimel, that kol chai be'krisus shelaku niftru midei krisusam. You get out of your one's kares when he gets malchus. So the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph that he gets malchus, but if lo ku based in, the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav kares. That could be. But Mistimas Divrei Rambam, it's mashma that he's referring both to Derech Ishus and to Derech Znus. Which would mean that not only in Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says Yisrael Shabal Goya, Derech Ishus is Lokim in HaTorah, and here the Rambam says, Lo ku Beis Din, if the Beis Din didn't give him Malkus, meaning that if it's done Derech Ishus, then he gets Kares. But the Rambam doesn't only say Derech Ishus, the Rambam says both in Stami. So it's Mashma, even Derech Znus. So the Rambam is telling us, not only if one was Boel and Aram is a Goya, Derech Ishus does Malkus pater from him from Kares. But even if he was bowler, Derech Znus, the Malkus patters him from Kares. So that's why Mistimas Divrei Rambam, it's Mashma, not only Derech Ishus does Malkus patter him from the Kares, but Derech Znus as well. So the Lohu Ku is referring to both Malkus Doiraisa, which is Derech Chas and is Derech Ishus, and it's also referring to Malkus Mardus Biznus, and it's that Din Derabbanan to get Malkus if it's done Derech Znus, that also patters him from Kares. And then a Kiddush is going to come out according to this, that Malkus Mardus, this Malkus Derabbanan, patters from Kares. Could very well be that that's Dafka B'Kares Kazeh. It's not Mefurish B'Torah. It's only Medivrei Kabbalah. And there we say that Makas Mardus Paters. Mashenkein B'Kares HaMefurish B'Torah. Kares HaMefurish B'Torah. Malchus Makas Maridus wouldn't patter him from Kares. But Kares, that's Medivrei Kabbalah, there we can say that the Malchus patters him from Kares. Kares Medivrei Kabbalah, Medivrei Navi. And the Or Sameach already noted this in Sanhedrin, Perak Yud Zayin, Halacha Zayin. And look also in the Perish of Yeruch official Perla, to the Rasag and his Psicha Techelek Gimel. Nevertheless, we see in the Rambam that Habo'al Aramis, Loke Bebezdin, even though he did it, Be'oivin Shekanoim Pogimbo. That if he does it in such a way that we have a din, that Kanaim Pogimbo, that the zealots may strike him. Nevertheless, if the zealots didn't strike him, if they were Pogeabo, then he's finished. But if they didn't, what's the din? The din is that he gets Malchus. The Rambam says, if lo Pogubo Kanaim, v'lo ku beisdin. So if someone's Bo'al Aramis, Derech Ishus, Derech Znus, and there's a din of Kanaim Pogimbo, so the halacha is that if they weren't, he gets Malchus. And this, of course, applies like the Rambam says there in Halacha Dalet, that it's done before Hesia. Then there's a Chiv of Kanaim Pogimbo. So the Prima Gadim was Omen and this Nakuda and his Sefer Shoshana Sa'amokim and Sef Simon Chof Aleph to prove from here that somebody who has a din of Kanoim Pogimbo is not putter from other Chiyuvim out Kimle B'Drabimine. That even though we find normally that an Adam Meis V'Loike, a person not going to be Chayiv Misa. And also get Malkus. But here, even though there's a din of Kanoim Pogimbo, and he's Chayiv Misa, nevertheless, his din is that he gets Malchus. And that's Mashma, Mistimus Divrei Rambam, Betchilas Dvarav. The Rambam writes, that Yisrael, Shabal, Goya, Derech Ishus, Lokam, and HaTorah. He gets Malchus, and it's Mashma, even if he did it before Hesia. And even though there's a din of Kanaim Pogimbo. So you see that even though there's a Chiyuv Misa, nevertheless, we don't say Kim Lebed Rabbi Mine, and there's Malchus. However, we find in the Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chedushim Teksubis Dav Choftes that there is a din of Kim Lebed Rabbi Mine if there's Kanaim Pogimbo. Because he's omit on why it was necessary for Tosis there to prove that there's no knas for somebody who rapes a nachris from the fact that it says that how can there be a knas for a gyaris ktana if she can be moicha when she becomes a gedola? Are you going to give her a knas that she's going to go and eat al goya? So what do you see from there? You see that you can't give someone a knas, they're going to eat al goya. So therefore, just like a gyaris who might be protest her geirus and become a goya again, you don't give her a knas. So that's Tosis Kasha. How can you give her a knas? You might eat it out nachris. So certainly you also don't give a nachris. So Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, why didn't Tosis prove from the Mishnah? It says that a kusis has a knas. Mashma nachris doesn't. Only a kusis. Were Geire Arayas, who were Mizgair Shalol Shem Shemayim, out of fear. So they have a knas, that's Mashma, then Nachris doesn't. So why doesn't Tosis prove it from there? Explains Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if it would be just from the Mishnah, I would have said that the reason that a Nachris doesn't have a knas, since Kanaim Pogimbo, and it would have been like Chayiv Misas Beis Din, that Kim Lebed Rabbi Mine. And therefore, That's why a nachris doesn't have a knas. Alt kim lebe derabim inei. Therefore, Tosis brings from a Giyaris Ktana that there's not, that's not Shaykh Kanaim Pogimbo, because we didn't know then that she would be Moche, and therefore it's not Shaykh to have Kimle B'Derabba Minei. So Rabbi Kivager is saying that don't think that the reason a Nachris doesn't have a Knas is because Kanaim Pogimbo and Kimle B'Derabba Minei. No. It's not because of Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mineh. Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mineh would imply that really there is a Knas, but there's no Knas, so it's Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mineh. But that's not the reason. The reason is, like we learned from a Nachri, from a Giores, that Shema Timcha, she might protest. And if she protests, what, she's going to go and eat it b'giyusa? Can't be. So also a nachris doesn't get a knas. But not because of kav, not because of kim lev d'rabbi mineh. So you see al kopanim from b'kiveger b'feresh divrei atosis, that we say kim lev d'rabbi mineh by kanaim pogimbo. So again, just from the Mishnah would have been out Kimle D'Rabbi Mineh. But Tosa brings a raya that it's also not Kimle D'Rabbi Mineh. You don't have to come out to Kimle D'Rabbi Mineh. But there is Kimle D'Rabbi Mineh, but Kanaim Pogimbo. And that's not like the Mashmos of the Rambam. Rambam seems to hold there's no Kimle that there's no Kimle D'Rabbi Mineh. Because the Rambam says that there's Malkus. It was Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh, there'd be no Malkus. So here we have Rabbi Kiva Eger B'Mashmos Divrei Atosis, that we say Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh by Kanaim Pogimbo, and that would pater from a Knas. And then we have Mashmos HaRambam, that there's no Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh by Kanaim Pogimbo, and therefore the din is that there is Malkus. Since there's no Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh, there's Malkus for someone who's Bo'al Aramis, Freyasya. So what is the Yisod of the Machlokes between the Rambam and Tosis, it seems, whether there's Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh by Kanaim Pogimbo? So Rav Ariyav Ozer Shlita, in Ishiri, gave Parshas Balak, last Shabbos, said as follows. That first, it would seem, that it's Talui in the gather of Kanoim Pogimbo. Is it a Chalos Chiyuv Misa Amuta al Karkafta de Gavra? Is it that the person is Chayav Misa, and it's Maser Bidei Kanoim Velo Bidei Beisdin, it's for the Kanoim to carry out and not for the Beisdin? Or no, the Gavra is not Mechuyuv Misa at all. Nevertheless, the Torah gave Rishus Le Kanoim Lev Gavra. Obviously, if it's a chiyuv misa, kim lo d'rabbi mineh. If it's not a chiyuv misa, no kim lo d'rabbi mineh. And the achronim already omed on this. The or sameach and chesrotzeach aleph yud zayin the divrei yechezkel and simon chov gimel learn that it's not a chiyuv shenischayev bo aboel el sheish reshus lakanaim lahargo. They say it's just a reshus, but it's not a chiyuv. And therefore, they learn there's no kim lo d'rabbi mineh. Because when there came the d'rabbi mineh, when there's a chiyuv onesh, but now when there's not on the gavra chalos chiyuv, they're just reshus chitzonis lahargo. And what are they so mechan to say that it's not a chiyuv lahargo el reshus? They're so mechan the fact that we know that it's not a chiyuv. We see from Pinchas, it's not a chiyuv. If a person feels this kanos, then he goes ahead and does it. But there's no chiyuv misa. So if the guy would be mechuyev misa, you could talk about kim lev d'rabbi mineh. But here there's no mechuyev misa. And that's Das Rov Rishonim. That's not a chiyuv. If you feel it, you want to do it, you do it. It's not Bisman Azeh, by the way. Once got an email, I gave a shir on Parshas Pinchas. Somebody said that we feel like you were inciting to murder. I'm not inciting to murder. I'm against murder. We're learning the Parsha in Chumash and the Gemara, but Bisman Azeh, we don't kill. If you have any shilas, you can ask a gadol. This is Lola Maisa. So the most Rishonim hold, the Yad Raman Sanhedrin, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, they hold, Ein Chiyuv L'Hargo Al Rishus. Besides the Chidushei Aran, who says that it's a mitzvah for the Kanoim L'Hargo. There's a story by Rav David Kav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was a Ram for many years in the Yeshiva's Keren B'Yavne. That when after the whole event of the murder, Rachmana Litzlan, of the Prime Minister of the State of Israel by a student, a former student, yeshiva student. So they started arresting rabbis who might have been teaching to do this. So they brought Rav Kav in and he said, like, you know, you want me to explain it to you? Whether he has a Din Rodef? Whether Rabin had a Din Rodef and he should have been killed? So the guy's like, yeah. So he starts to talk, and he's writing down, this is the story that I read. He writes down every single word. Rav Kav goes on for 7 hours. And then when he's finished, the person says, so that means, according to what you're saying, Rabin doesn't have a Din Rodef. So Rav Kav straightened himself out in the chair. He looked at the man straight in the face. And he said, Mitsuyan, hevanta ta shiur. You chapped, you understood the shiur. So we can be mechazik this svara that it's not a chiyu, because we see in the Gemara that if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he wouldn't have been killed. Because Pinchas was a rodef. Not a rodef gomer, then anybody can kill him. But The Nirdav can kill him. So if it was a Chiv on the Kanoi Lahargo, it's not Mistaber that he'd be a Rodef at all. Because a Rodef Achaber Lahargo, and somebody comes to save the Nirdav, and the Rodef comes and kills the Matzil. So he's Neragalov. Before Shadabar Mirich Dushay Aran and Sanhedrin pay bays. Somebody, Reuven, is running after Shimon to kill him. And then Levi comes to save Shimon. And then Reuven goes ahead and kills Levi. He's definitely killed. Levi is threatening him. The answer is the Rodev is Mechuyev Misa. So if somebody's coming to kill him, he's not a Rodev at all. Because he's Mekayim his Chov and his Mitzvah. But here it says that if Zimri would have been Nefach al Pinchas and he would have killed him, ain't no Neragolov. Why? Because a Bol Aramis is not considered Mechuyev Misa. And therefore, if somebody's coming to kill him, he's considered a Rodef. Klape the Bol Aramis. And Lefizeh, the Lashon of the Gemara is Medukta, because Rabbi Yochanan put them together. He said, Aboli Malachim or Lalarog. Somebody comes to ask, you don't pass that he should kill. And v'lod, and not only that, al shem pirasim v'rogo Pinchas neragolov. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, after he was poresh, then he would have been killed. If Zimri would have been poresh and Pinchas would have killed Zimri, he would have been killed, because he had already separated. But nevach Zimri v'hargol Pinchas. But if Zimri turns around and kills Pinchas, ain't neragolov shere rodefu. But if Zimri turns around and kills Pinchas, he's not nerag. He's because Pinchas is a rodef. So the v'lo'od is mashan. It's a hemshich. So in other words, first it says ain't morin lo larog, meaning it's a rishus. And since it's a Rishus, if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he would have been killed, because Pinchas is a Din of Rodef. On Kopanim, we see from these Achronim, like we can learn in the Rambam, there's no Kimle de Rabmine. Why? Because there's no Chiyuv Misa. Ubedas HaTosis, Kavanas Rabbi Kiva Eger, that understood that there is a din of Kimle de Rabmine, Lechora would appear, we can say, that they're arguing with this Geder, and they hold that the din of Kanaim Pogimbo is a Chalot Chiyuv Mitarcha Kafta de Gavra. It's the person, the Chayuv Misa himself. And therefore, patas mimamon, like chiyuv, like shar chiyuv onshin, we say kimle de rab mine. And it's also muach like this from the Ramban, that kanaim pogimbo is a chalos chiyuv akakavta de gavra. The Ramban writes Torah se adam, and in the Melchamos in Sanhedrin ayin dal that abol aram is mistaber shedino be yohorig val yavor. Why? Because it's included in Gilei Arayos and Kanoim Pogimbo, and it's like Chayvei Misus, that it's Shaykh Misa and Kares. Somebody says there will be ball of this Aramis, or I'll kill you. Person has to be killed. It's Gilei Arayos, you see Kanoim Pogimbo. And it's like other Chayvei Misus. Why? Just like other Chayvei Misas, one has to die rather than be over, so to this one. Because it's Mashas Mamash Chiyuv Misa. It's a Chiyuv HaKakav to the Gavra. If it's only Rishus, so why should it be included in Chayvei Misas? It's just a Chayvei Lav. It's not included in Gilei Arayos. The Ramban says no. Chiyuv Misa. Since it's a Chiyuv Misa, Yehareg Val Yavor. Why is it a Chiyuv Misa? Can I Pogimbo? Rabbi Avraham Agadol Mir Regensburg, brought in that Gos Mordechai in Perek Acholetz, and Shumas Sadesh and Reish Yutes, Reish Chav Gimel. They also learn this way, that the Kanoim Pogimbo makes it a Chiyuv Misa. He also learns this way, brought in those two places, that a Yevama Shenafle Yisrael Mumer Li Yibum, a Yevama has to do Yibum in front of Yisrael Mumer, an apostate Jew. No, she doesn't do it. She leaves even without Chalitza K'din Erva. Because Yisrael is Hanif Elis Lagoy, this Dina Kanoim Pogimbo. Machokas Rishon, the Ramban, the Mukha Yosef argues, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. Moreover, he learned that a mummer is a din goy, not only Yisraelis Hanavelis Legoy is din of Kanan Pogimbo, but a mummer is a din of a goy, an apostate is a din of a goy. And since it's Kanoim Pogimbo, it's considered like an erva that's Mechuyebis Misa. Psh. Shita Mechudeshisi. It's a new Shita, Chiddish. That Yisraelis is not Nofel Leyibum Bifnei Yisrael Mumer, because the din of Kanoim Pogimbo. And it's a Chiyuv Misa. So we see from him that again, like the other Rishonim, that the din of Kanaim Pogimbo is not just a Rishus, it's a Chalos Chiyuv Misa, and that creates a din Erva. And therefore there's Kimle B'Rabamine. So we have this Shita of Rabbi Avraham Agadol Mir Regensburg, that it's a Chiyuv Misa, And we have the Ramban, that it's a Chiyuv Misa. Therefore, it's Yehareg Vayavor. You have the other Rishonim, that it's just a Rishus. So we can say that Tosfos, Kavanas Rabbi Kiva Eger, is learning that the reason we didn't prove from the Mishnah that there's no knas for a goya me'ikar hadin why don't we medayeg kusis there is a knas mash menachwis is not a knas because you would say why nachwis there no knas. Only out Kim Leib Rabimine. Meaning really there is a Knas. But you just don't give the Nachwitz the Knas, out Kim Rabimine, and therefore they didn't want to prove in there. They want to prove Maker, then there's no Knas. And why is there Kim Leib Rabimine? Because Kanaim Pogimbo. Kanaim Pogimbo. And therefore there's an Onish Misa. And that was Kim Leib Rabimine. And that's not like the Sheet of the Rambam. That there's no Kim Leib D'Rabimine. Because according to the Rambam, it's not a Chiv and an Onesh, Hamudal Agavra, like according to the other Rishonim as well that we saw earlier. So that would be, possibly, this Machlokas between Havanas HaRambam and Havanas HaTosfos. But Havanas HaRambam, that there is no Kim Leib D'Rabimine, it's because it's just a Rishus. And therefore, you can't say that when there's a Rishus, that Onesh patters from other chiyuvim. No, it's just a rishus. If the Rambam says there's malchus, and Tosfos Yavanas Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that there is kim leib d'rabimine. Why? Because the chiyuv amutal kakav to the gavra. That is bashkafa rishona. However, we can't say that. Not b'shitas Tosfos, and not b'shitas Harambam. Why not? So, Beritzos Hashem Darkenu, I am hoping that we will see in the next shir, and then we will go weiter and try to understand this very critical sugya. And we should be zoche lilmodu lelamed lishmor velasus ulekayim is kol divrei salmu torasu biyahava amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.